Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Bears are what we thought they were. We played them in preseason. Who the hell takes a third game in a preseason like it's bullshit? We played them in the third game. Everybody played three quarters. The Bears are who we thought they were. And that's why we took the damn field. Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass. But they are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
Few things travel well with time better than old coaching rants. There's no shelf life on an old coaching rant.
You can go back to Lasorda.
Anything. Yeah. Al McCray, remember him throwing the crap and stuff like that? Yeah. Few things travel better with time than that. The OG John Lopez, Landry Locker, Figgy Fig with you on a Football Friday. Let's go around the NFL, but before we do, let's get a little bit mushy. Because
mushy?
It feels like real, recognized real in Houston. We know that the Texans might be a real contender in the AFC, especially if they're able to win on Sunday. And we also know that the Houston Astros are one win away from returning to the World Series for the second time in 3 years. There's mutual respect from both locker rooms. Let's start with the Texans' praise of the Astros. Here is J.J. Watt talking about his enjoyment of watching this Astros team play ball in October.
I love watching those guys play. The lineup's insane. It's so much fun for the city to be excited and for everybody to be excited about it. So it's a lot of fun, and hopefully they can keep it going.
There's the love from the Texans to the Astros.
One thing about J.J., you can say what you want as far as, like, he's, you know, kind of puts a little jelly on stuff and all that. He's a legit sports fan.
No, he's a diehard.
He's a big
time. He's watching everything.
He is. He's watching everything. Way you watch sports, the way I watch sports, you know, you get home and whatever it is. And I also like the fact that he likes, he doesn't like my team, but he's a big, even European soccer, even Premier League. Yeah. He always tweets about it and talks about it. Yeah, he's not a Liverpool guy, but that's all right. I think he's a Chelsea guy. It doesn't matter.
I don't even know what that means.
He's a big, big sports fan. So, he can probably give you chapter and verse on the Astros, like trends and stats and all that stuff.
Yeah, I don't know anything. What's Chelsea? What does that mean?
Chelsea's a football club. Soccer.
Okay. No idea. You know who Chelsea is? I know a Chelsea. You, Figgy?
Nah.
Figgy, what's your favorite Premier League team?
He likes tennis.
Oh, yeah. He's a big tennis guy.
Yeah, Figgy likes tennis. That's his white sport. He doesn't like soccer. It is, though. No, that fool, and I'm not, it's not fake. Figgy gets into the
Let
tennis.
Me ask you a very serious question about profiling in this country, Figgy.
All right.
I've been meaning to, and he just reminded me.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
No. It's a serious
Stick
question.
Stick to sports, John.
I am. It's a serious question.
Stick to but sports, it is profiling. Man.
So you are, as we all know, our listeners may not know, you're a big-time tennis fan.
No, like, it's big.
Any event.
It ain't no joke, dude.
You know about all the players.
It's not a joke.
You know, the rankings.
He's
wired
up.
You are into tennis.
He made us move. We went out to eat.
Yeah.
The first time that Figgy and me started working together, and this dude's like moving the table so they can watch a tennis match.
Yeah, yeah. So here's my question, because I'll bet you the number is higher than 50%. How many people that find out that you like tennis think it's because of Venus and Serena?
Probably not. Maybe 99%.
That's sad, man.
I try not to bring them up for the simple fact that people always think I only watch it because of them.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Although, what is the young girl's...
Oh, you like tennis?
What is the young girl's name, Coco?
Yeah, Coco Gauff.
The other day I was getting faded up. It was when she was going on her run. I think she won a couple matches. And I was getting my hair cut, and an African-American lady was cutting my hair at Sports Clips. And she just peeks on the TV and Coco's playing. And she goes, oh, Serena's on.
Oh, God.
I hit her with it. Here's Justin Verlander. We heard the respect from J.J. Watt in the Astros direction. Here is Justin Verlander talking about his fascination and his admiration for quarterback Deshaun Watson.
Honestly, I was blown away after the first time meeting him. Just his demeanor, how smart he was, just you know, his charisma, all the things that you want to see in a young athlete. And you know, it's not like I'm trying to mentor him. He's just an awesome person that I want to hang out with.
Want to hang out with him. That's awesome, dude. Justin Verlander saying, I want to hang out with him.
It's an interesting dynamic that these two guys connected. Because there's an age difference, you know?
Yeah, and it's kind of like 15 years.
Yeah. But hey, man, it's not just real recognizing real. I think it's a lot of this credit goes to Deshaun because Deshaun is like, that guy's the best at what he's done, and he's done it a long time.
Yeah, and you're wired up.
I want to find out.
They're wired different.
Yeah.
So they probably have a lot in common. Chargers at Titans. We're going around the NFL week 7 here on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. Chargers, they've been struggling. Titans, they've been struggling as well. Marcus Mariota benched. I think the Titans get a win this week. They get on the winning track and they improve their record to 3-4. If they don't, then you can just completely dismiss them from making any amount of noise this season. But I think Ryan Tannehill provides a little bit more for that offense. He's going to take more chances. He might turn the ball over, but he's going to take more chances, try to get the ball in the playmakers' hands. Delanie Walker, Corey Davis, Brown out there. I think that the Titans win this game. I think the Chargers begin their downward spiral.
I'm with you 100%. I think the Titans at home, -2, are going to win. They're going to cover. Here's the thing about Ryan Tannehill. He's not great, but he's not a chump. You know, he's won some a lot of games in the NFL, and he's had his moments. So he's
a lot of games?
Well, whatever that number is. Some I don't games. Know. I don't know what that number is. But I'm saying, I mean, he's been in the league for 6 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's seen these things. I like the Titans at this one.
Jags at Bengals. Bengals still winless. Jags 2-4 on the season. Minshew mania kind of died down just a little bit. I think the Jags win this game. First game without Jalen Ramsey on their roster. He's missed games, but I think the distraction's gone. I think the Jags beat the Bengals, but I think it's going to be a hard-fought win. It wouldn't shock me if the Bengals won this, but I'm going to give it to the Jags.
With you again. I think the Bengals are just not good. Jaguars are not going to be at their best. It'll be a close game, but ultimately they'll win.
Speaking of Ramsey, his new team, the Rams, they're in Atlanta to face the Falcons. You might see Jalen Ramsey lining up against Julio Jones. They still haven't made that decision. Rams at Falcons, who do you like?
I like the Rams. I know they've had their own. These are two teams that way below their expectations right now, or at least below their expectations.
Uh-oh. Falcons won one game.
Yeah, but I like the Rams in this.
I'm going to take the Rams too, but man, I could see them losing. I could see them.
Yeah, that's
Rams
why I hesitated. I could see it.
But I'll take the Rams. Dolphins, they also haven't won a game. They're in Buffalo against the Bills. I got a feeling this is going to be a popular survivor pool pick.
Let's just move on.
We'll just take the Bills. This is a good one right here. The Lions coming off being screwed Monday night against the Packers. Those two phantom hands to the face penalties on Trey Flowers against a Vikings team that, man, you know, a few weeks ago, John Lopez said that this Vikings team is going to make some noise in the NFC. Kind of rolled my eyes at him a little bit, but I'll be damned. The Vikings are making some noise in the NFC. Does it continue, though?
I like the Vikings. I think it will continue. This is going to be this is a five-star game. You know, I like to designate where do I really want to be watching this week? Where are the five-star games? This is one in my book. I think it's going to be a really good game. I like what the Vikings are doing, and they seem to be getting along now.
Yeah, I mean, Kirk Cousins has had coming to Jesus meetings with Adam Thielen and Stefan Diggs, and they've rotated a solid week. So last week it was Diggs with 3 touchdowns. Before that, it was Thielen. Raiders versus Packers. Packers are the favorite. They've only lost one game this season. However, the Raiders are a lot better than people think.
They're
one of 7 teams in the AFC with a winning record. This is a popular upset pick around, you know, national media types. Do you think the Raiders got a chance to beat the Pack?
I think they have a chance. I wouldn't pull the trigger just yet on saying that they're there. I think the Packers are going to win, maybe just not cover.
I'm going to call the upset. I think the Raiders win this game. I think we're going to see an upset, the Raiders beating the Packers, and then a week from Sunday, we're going to see that Raiders team come to NRG, something that we had chalked up as a for-sure win for the Texans. Not as easy as a game as we originally thought. The Cardinals versus the Giants. Daniel Jones and the Giants at home against the Cardinals, against Kyler Murray, the two top quarterbacks drafted in this previous draft. Who do you like here?
I like the Giants. I think the style of play that they're going to have against the Cardinals is just going to wear them out.
I think the G-men win too. I'm from Texas. I don't like when it's cold. Kyler Murray is a Texan as well.
And Saquon's
He does
back,
not like cold weather. You also got Saquon back. So I think Kyler Murray struggles in the cold in New York, which we've seen the Astros play in. They're going to play in tonight. 49ers at Redskins. I'm going to take the 49ers to remain unbeaten against the Redskins team that is without their head coach. What say you?
You know, I've been on the Niners all year long. I like what they're doing. I'm with the Niners here.
Kyle Shanahan, he's the 49ers head coach. He used to coach in Washington. He was their offensive coordinator. Got to coach with his dad. He met with the media, and he was asked about his favorite things in regards to coaching in Washington.
Being able to work with my dad and be around some other good coaches.
What was the worst part?
Everything else. I liked a lot of the players. Some good people.
I mean, he was honest the first time. His first answer was the most honest. Everything else.
Saints at Bears. This is a tough one. Teddy Bridgewater going on the road to Chicago against a Bears team that needs a win.
Five-star game, man.
They need a win very badly. I think the Bears get the dub.
Bears defense is going to suffocate Bridgewater.
I think the Bears win this game. This is the Lee Sterling pick. I don't know what direction he's going, but I think the Bears are going to win this game. Ravens at Steelers. This used to be a classic. Now I think you're going to get Mason Rudolph. Who do you like in this? Steelers did surprise some people against the Chargers this week. Defense played pretty good. Do the Steelers have a chance to beat the Ravens?
I believe the Ravens are going to win.
I'm going to take the Steelers. I think the Steelers are going to run the ball on the Ravens, and I think that the Steelers upset the Ravens. Eagles at Cowboys, Sunday night football. Dak Prescott struggled the last 3 weeks. Cowboys started out 3-0. We were throwing out Super Bowl and stuff. They've lost the last three. Eagles need this win as well. These teams are actually tied for first in the NFC East. Who do you like in this?
The wrong team is favored, to paraphrase, actually to quote Lee Sterling. I like the Eagles.
I like the Eagles as well. I think it's going to be physical, but Cowboys are banged up. Two starting tackles hurt, both Lyle Collins and Tyron Smith. Amari Cooper got hurt. Cowboys are struggling right now. They're on the struggle bus, and the Eagles are a damn good team. They're desperate. I think they smell some blood. That's around the NFL. Week 7, Monday Night Football, by the way, Pats at Jets. Sam Darnold's going to be playing, so that game could be a little more interesting as well. The Browns, Steelers, Bucks, Panthers, all on bye.
Yeah, you said Ravens and Steelers, Seahawks.
But Ravens and Seahawks.
I still like the
Steelers?
Ravens. Yeah, I don't know.
Why did I even say that?
I even
picked it. Yeah, it's Seahawks. My bad. Ravens at Seahawks. I like the Seahawks to beat the Ravens. So you still like the Ravens to beat the Seahawks?
Yes.
I like the Seahawks. Don't know what I was thinking there. Just a little bit of a brain fart. Landry Locker, John Lopez in the loop. That's around the NFL. Week 7. One is the theme of this weekend. We'll tell you why. One is the loneliest number, but it's also the number in H-Town. We'll tell you why next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.